Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Folks, I got to tell you, this program is sponsored in part by the Maritime Trades and the Seafarers International Union, both of Washington, D.C., and we appreciate their support. Joining us today from Kentucky, we've got Bill Londrigan, president of the Kentucky AFL-CIO. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Great to be here. Thanks.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate it. So what's going on in Kentucky?
Oh, a bunch of stuff, Charles. Just kind of like every place else, I guess. tomorrow night, we're going to have a visit from Senator Bernie Sanders and Tom Perez, the new head of the DNC, Democratic National Committee, down in Louisville. Kind of a come-together tour, I guess they're doing, and I don't know where else they've been, to be honest with you, but I know they're coming to Louisville tomorrow night, and I'm quite sure there'll be a lot of excitement around that event. Bernie, of course, brings out a lot of folks and was, of course, ran for president and got a lot of support. And Charles, I was lucky to see him a few weeks ago down in Mississippi during the rally for the Nissan workers down there that are trying to organize. So Bernie's out and about in a big way, not only in Washington and, you know, working on the Hill, but also, you know, meeting and going to places where people are gathering and, you know, standing with folks that are standing up against the tyranny that's kind of engulfed us here pretty quickly. So love Bernie. And Tom Perez, of course, was the former Secretary of Labor and was a very good one, I would say, for sure. One that definitely stood up for workers in the interest of, you know, all workers, men, women, you know, black, white, Latino, just everybody. He just has another big tent. He's really a good guy. And I think he'll lend some new blood and some new vision to the Democratic Party. And maybe get us refocused on the things that are important to working folks, which is, as you know, good job security, retirement security, health care, education for the children, you know, safety and health on the job. Those really key issues that make people have a good standard of living and a good quality of life.
Well, there you go. And these are things that nobody should be upset that people want to have for themselves. I mean, my goodness gracious sakes alive, our members of Congress enjoy all those things, don't they?
Yeah. It's amazing how some folks got stuff and then all of a sudden they don't want others to get it. That's that seems to be the equation here nowadays, Charles. And, you know, folks that are doing well or well off, whether they're millionaires or billionaires, they seem to have a notion that just runs through their psyche now that says that, you know, less is better for everybody else as long as I'm getting more. And it's just a crazy way to, you know, look at, you know, our country, our society, and life in general. It just seems to be just a negative way to, you know, want to have to go about things. And, you know, we're about lifting people up and making sure that they've got a good standard of living, making sure that they got a, you know, a home that they you know, that is in good shape and that they can, you know, feel proud of and put their kids through school and things of this nature. That's what the union movement's about, and that's what we've been trying to, you know, make sure that we get across to everybody as we work to try to uplift folks through organizing.
You know, and this is a good thing. Now, Bill, you and others in Kentucky have been working to organize on a number of different things. You guys very stalwartly stood up against the enactment of right to work. You're continuing that fight as appropriate. You fought against people trying to take the pensions away from coal miners, be it union or not yet union. You're fighting against the workmen's compensation attacks. As you're doing all this, it's educating the public and getting them involved, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Charles, that's one of the keys to it. And, you know, that was one of the efforts that we put a lot of emphasis on during the legislative session, was to make sure that our members, their families, and people in the community were voicing their opinions about the laws that were being proposed to, you know, cut back on workers' compensation benefits, to repeal the prevailing wage law. to do a number of different things that were hurtful to working folks, and they were going to, you know, result in lower wages and benefits for all workers. And getting folks engaged was one of our major efforts, and we think it, you know, had a great effect because a lot of representatives in Frankfurt, whether it's in the Senate, in the House, we're getting many calls, Charles, and I think it was reported to me that from some folks that work over there that, you know, this last legislative session, that they had probably have gotten more calls and contacts, emails and such, faxes and everything coming into the legislators than they have ever had. And that really is indicative of the amount of, you know, interest that's out there on behalf of average folks or working people about trying to stand up and fight back against these, you know, cuts and these benefits and, you know, all these things that they're trying to do to turn back the clock on hardworking families.
Wild. Bill, what are some of the next steps you envision right now?
Well, Charles, you know, we're looking to a couple things coming up here. As I mentioned, the thing tomorrow night there, the what they're calling the Come Together Tour there with Bernie and Tom Perez. That's what's coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got Workers' Memorial Day coming up here on April 28th, which is not very far off here. And we have four or five events here around Kentucky around Workers' Memorial Day, and we're trying to, you know, focus on, you know, safety and health on the job, commemorate the those that lost their lives in the previous year on the job, and try to work harder to try and, you know, prevent useless, needless, we'll say, loss of life on the job, as well as injuries and such, Charles. So we got those things coming up, and we'll continue to build up our, you know, base of support out here to push back against these, you know, right to work and these prevailing wage repeal, and making sure that non-union construction workers that are getting huge pay cuts all of a sudden, and even union contractors that are having trouble bidding jobs that are, you know, being undercut by low wage contractors, that they're aware of what's going on. And that they know that we have an election coming up in 2018, and that we're going to work to try and keep these issues fresh and in front of people that vote, and make sure that they understand that, you know, some of the people they voted for last time voted against their interests while they were in Frankfurt, Charles. And that's one of the, you know, main efforts we're going to have as far as, you know, motivating folks, making sure that they're aware, you know, putting stuff out in the media, whether it's social media or general media, earned media, through rallies and events, to try and make sure folks are, you know, focusing on these important issues.
They are important, and quite frankly, I think this is a self-critiquing moment for many people that did not vote last time. Hopefully they will, instead of being shy and about it, they'll remedy the situation, get out there and do the right thing. And you know, I got to tell you, it's Kentucky is not the only place where I'm hearing that the people are doing that. So that's a good thing.
Good to hear. Yes, it is.
That's a good
thing. Yes,
it is. Hey, listen, Bill, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we will talk some more, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Charles.
Fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.